This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland could be a pivotal witness in today's congressional impeachment hearing targeting President Donald Trump. The AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland is a key witness after others testified hearing him discuss with President Trump pushing Ukraine's president to investigate Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and other Democratic rivals. It follows a long day of testimony yesterday, starting with National Security Council Advisor on Ukraine, Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman.
It was improper for the president to request and to demand an investigation.
A National Security Council aide and the former envoy to Ukraine testified there was no quid pro quo, and President Trump weighed in.
It's a big scam.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The top 10 Democrats seeking the party nomination to run against President Trump next year will square off in a debate in Atlanta tonight. The two leading contenders, former Vice President Joe Biden and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, will be center stage. But one candidate drawing extra attention at the moment is South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg. Polls show Buttigieg surged into a lead in Iowa, the state that will kick off the caucus and primary voting in February. And experts say North Korea is pushing for major concessions from Washington before it agrees to resume working-level talks or hold another summit with the U.S. North Korea said Tuesday that the U.S. decision to postpone joint military drills with South Korea is not enough for it to return to the negotiating table. The talks between Pyongyang and Washington have been stalled since the failed summit in Hanoi back in February. Kim Jong-un demanded that President Trump provide sanction relief in exchange for partial denuclearization, while Trump asked him to fully denuclearize North Korea before lifting any sanctions. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The World Food Organization warns the humanitarian crisis in Africa's Sahel region is growing, while the world pays scant attention to this unfolding tragedy. We get more on the story from Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Conflict and hunger are leading to sharp levels of displacement in Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger as people flee their homes in search of safety and something to eat. The UN World Food Program reports more than 860,000 people are internally displaced across the three Sahelian countries, while they are hosting more than 270,000 refugees from other countries. WFP spokesman Hervé Verhoosel says 20 million people living in conflict-affected areas are bearing the brunt of this looming hunger and malnutrition crisis. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Taliban on Tuesday freed the Australian Tim Weeks and American Kevin King more than 3 years since they were abducted from Kabul's American University in Afghanistan, where the pair taught. Australian Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says it's unclear when Weeks will reunite with his family.
As to the timing, I think that's very much a matter for both medical advice if it's required, but also for Tim and his family. This has obviously been an extraordinarily traumatic experience and one which they will work through and make their own arrangements for when they're ready.
The men were released in a prisoner swap for three senior militants who had been detained by Afghan authorities. The AMA is seeking to ban e-cigarettes and vaping products. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more.
The American Medical Association is calling for an immediate ban on all electronic cigarettes and vaping devices. The AMA adopted its position at a policymaking meeting in San Diego. The AMA cited a surge in e-cigarette use by teens and the recent outbreak of lung illnesses linked to vaping. The AMA plans to lobby for laws, regulations, or legal action to achieve the ban.
That's Mike Gracia reporting. Pope Francis arrived in Thailand Wednesday to begin a three-day visit to the Buddhist-majority nation. His visit also coincides with the 350th anniversary of the first arrival of Catholic missionaries in Thailand, which was then known as Siam, and where Catholics only make up a fraction of Thailand's 69 million citizens. Amnesty International says Iranian security forces have killed at least 106 people in nationwide anti-government protests since Friday, but the Iranian government has not released any official numbers on deaths and injuries or arrests of the protesters. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.